This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Way to drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Welcome in.
Oh, yeah. That was my turn. That was my cue.
Go ahead.
Lon's not here, so I guess I got to remember that I'm driving on the drive here. Derek Piper alongside Trevor Valise. We've got Austin Berkland, resident Eagles expert, in the studio to talk Packers-Eagles. We've got a busy show today. 4:30, Derek's Dimes. Make sure to submit your questions. You can tweet them at the show, at the Drive 93.5, or text them in 217-359-2255. Talk some Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers, as hopefully the Cubs help the Cardinals win this NL Central.
What does the lineup look like tonight?
I don't know.
Is it out yet?
We'll have to get that.
Okay.
Maybe Hans in the call screen can effort that for us. Drive time coming up at 5:05, and who you got? College football and NFL edition.
Yeah, there's a Big Ten game tonight. Kind of weird.
That's true. Penn State and Maryland. That was one of my picks for Trev's ticket.
That's right.
Maryland plus 6.5. We shall see. But, yeah, let's start off with that Eagles-Packers game where, look, the Packers start 3-0. Rodgers says he finally has a defense.
We got a defense.
It, you know, the talk was then going to turn to, oh, they got a championship-level defense, Packers Super Bowl contender. And then their defense got shredded.
Yeah.
By Carson Wentz and the Eagles. And it just looked like vintage Packers where Aaron Rodgers pretty much had to play Superman and didn't have much else around him. They couldn't run the football for anything. And for a Bears perspective, it was encouraging for sure. So what'd you think?
Yeah, my takeaway is probably the same as yours in that watching that game looked like a vintage Packers game where the other team keeps scoring and Aaron Rodgers is basically the only person keeping them in it. A lot of deep balls to Davante Adams. To their credit, they connected on a lot of them. A lot of penalties both ways as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those games where I know the vaunted Packers defense, which was ranked second in the league coming into this game, had played three pretty stellar games. But now you look at it where Wentz goes for three touchdowns, no interceptions, and the Eagles offense looked really good. Jordan Howard had three touchdowns as well, two rushing, one catching. And then you look at it and go, well, okay, maybe that was Mitch Trubisky, Kirk Cousins,
yeah,
and Joe Flacco more so than the vaunted Packers defense.
Yeah, Austin, have we learned anything? Is it that Carson Wentz is not in the same category as Mitch Trubisky,
yeah,
Kirk Cousins, and Joe Flacco?
Yeah, that's one way you can look at this game. The true ESPN QBR ranking had Carson Wentz at a 73.1 last night. Aaron Rodgers had a 73. It was a very close matchup of quarterbacks just doing everything right outside of that interception at the very end of Aaron Rodgers, which might be pass interference, probably could have been reviewed and could have been overturned, and it could have been first down Green Bay with 20 or so seconds left. And you look at what Carson Wentz did last night. He did everything right where he just took what the defense was giving him. I know the yards is only 160 through the air last night, but the running game of Doug Peterson just got going. 176 yards on the ground for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jordan Howard, the former Bear, got going with two rushing touchdowns. And he caught a passing touchdown, which Matt Nagy didn't use him for too much. But Matt Nagy is a good coach, so I'm not going to really call him out on that. But, I mean, the Eagles played the perfect game offensively that you have to do against Aaron Rodgers. It reminded me of, like, two heavyweight boxers where they were just punching back and forth, and the person that blinked first was going to be the loser. And that, fortunately for me as an Eagles fan, was Aaron Rodgers last night.
That game was super entertaining.
Oh, it was a great game to watch.
And
yeah,
defensively, it was pretty brutal, pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And for one point to make is, can we please get rid of – I'm already ready to get rid of the P.I.
The replay review.
Because they clearly missed one.
Yeah.
Was it Devontae Adams that got interfered with on the sideline?
I believe that was it.
Yeah, they reviewed it and said it stood.
Yeah.
And then there could have been one on the other side with the Packers. Got a hand in slightly
Alshon
early.
Alshon's hand got pushed into his body, and that could have been P.I., but I really wasn't like, oh, my gosh, that's definitely P.I.
Right.
It was so close of a call, I could not make that judgment.
It's just one of those things where, say there was a call that looked like a clearly blown P.I., like just a blatant P.I., they go to replay, it still looks like a blatant P.I., and they don't call it.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're sitting there as a coach or a fan or whoever going, what the heck is
PI? What are we doing here?
Right? Like I don't even know what it is anymore. If you can not only miss that in live time, but then look back on it and miss it in slow motion.
Right.
Like, what's the next step from that?
I mean, last night's game, you had in the third or fourth quarter, early on in the fourth quarter, where teams were already depleted timeouts because of these challenge calls on the PIs. So the Eagles had, like, what, one timeout left or two timeouts?
Yeah.
And the Packers had two timeouts as well. So it's costing teams timeouts that could be used in dramatic two-minute drills right now. So I think coaches are going to be even more tentative as this goes on to throw that flag, especially if they keep having the call be standing.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to be, and again, it's hard to say this, but it needs to be blatant, super obvious. You hope that if it's that obvious, they'd throw the flag anyways.
Yeah.
But you're right, Austin. I mean, you see teams losing timeouts over this, and it's like it's such a judgment call in the first place. To me, and we talked about this before the season started, this seemed like just a gross overreaction to one horribly called missed call on a PI that ended up having huge implications. Like, I feel like if that doesn't happen, we're not sitting here with this, right?
Isn't it also kind of crazy to watch, and I'm pivoting a little bit here, to watch clear targeting in the NFL where they don't get called? Or
yeah, the first two plays, right?
Yeah, right. Helmet. The first one on the punt return where the returner ducks his head and it just happens to be incidental and nothing gets called. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. But then
Derek Barnett
probably should have been thrown out of the game. I mean, he should have been thrown out of the game, no doubt about it.
I mean, when you're a professional, the margin of error or the accountability should be higher, right? I mean, whenever you're in college and you do that, you're kicked out of a game. But when you're a paid professional, whenever you're doing it in the NFL by targeting, you're not kicked out. I mean, it's kind of funny how college kids are expected more of in these defensive situations as opposed to NFL players.
Right.
It is a weird reversal in that, you know, I mean, it feels a little cheap in the sense that, you know, it would feel like something that they would happen at the college level when South Dakota State is playing Minnesota or something, right? And South Dakota State feels like they need to gain some type of an advantage. But it's like, you know, these guys are all huge, bruising, physical guys. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, and that was another one of those where he was being held up. Jamal Williams was being held up. The play was over.
The whistle was blown.
There was no kind of ducking as far as he's going down, and he was aiming for the, you know, the shoulders, and then he ended up hitting him in the face. That was a brutal one. But speaking of brutal, the Packers red zone offense.
Yeah, Ryan just texted in there should have been a flag on Matt LaFleur for not running the ball on four straight downs from the one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, first and goal from the one after a PI. It wasn't going to be a run. So they ran an RPO where it looked like the replay that Rodgers should have handed it off.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for not trusting his running game because any time in the second half that he handed it off, it was minus 3 yards.
Yeah, fair.
And, yeah, for them not to just line up one time and try to get Aaron Jones in the end zone. But they settled for field goals early, and that really allowed Philly to stay in the game. And then to have that first and goal, their last two red zones was first and goal on the one, didn't get anything, and then the pick, the interception from the 3 yard line.
Wow.
So.
And was that on first and goal with the pick at the end?
I think it was second and goal.
Okay, so that would be six straight plays from inside the three that you had a chance to score and you walk away with nothing.
Yeah, and was there any doubt that had Green Bay gotten the end zone, they'd go for two?
They were going to go for two.
They had to.
Sure. Okay.
They couldn't have – that defense going into overtime, if Philly got the coin toss, they were going down.
I mean, you like to think that at home you would just play through the overtime.
You would think that's kind of the rule, right?
Right, but I see what you're saying in that the Packers defense was gassed and couldn't stop them.
And Matt LaFleur seems like a very analytical coach where he's like, all right, we have a 70% chance on this play to succeed on that two-point conversion. And
right.
One thing that they didn't do was run the football at all in that red zone. I mean, there was that run pass option where Aaron Rodgers just didn't hand the ball off. Yeah. And
Jimmy Graham didn't move either.
No.
And he just threw it over his head.
Yeah, I feel like that could have been a running touchdown for the Packers, and I think that would have changed the complexion of the game. But and then they went for it on fourth down, which I was really confused about. They could have just kicked another field goal and really put more pressure on the Philadelphia Eagles offense to keep it going. So Matt LaFleur had his first, like, rookie coach moments last night against Doug Peterson, who might be known as maybe the third best coach in the NFL right now. I think Bill Belichick's number one, Sean Payton number two. I think there's an argument that you can have Doug Peterson number three in terms of NFL coaches.
Yeah, I put Andy Reid up there too.
Yeah, maybe third or fourth. So in that tier.
He's like, definitely in the second tier behind tier one, which is just Belichick.
Yeah, by himself, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so. But Derek, I think you summarized the game well by saying it was kind of vintage Packers. Like that felt like a Packers game from any of the last like six seasons.
This reminded me of LeBron 2010 on the Cavs, where it's him and Booby Gibson,
right?
And who else is on the Antoine Jameson?
Was Varejão on that?
Varejão,
yeah.
Mo Williams,
that's Jonas Ilgauskas,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was Aaron Rodgers last night, and again, as a Bears fan, it was kind of encouraging, where you're overhyping that defense a little bit. They're better. They're more talented
for sure.
But they got thrashed by Carson Wentz. And what if this thought in my – I mean, this is going off the rails a little bit. But what if – it reminded me of, with LeBron, what if quarterbacks had the free agent movement that they have in the NBA?
That'd be pretty crazy.
What if Aaron Rodgers is like, this team ain't building around me, which, of course, they did in the offseason. Right. But they're like, yeah, I'm going to go to –
just started team hopping.
Yeah.
I mean, we're starting to see that a little bit with guys holding out. Melvin Gordon, it's not working out for him, but it worked with Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell, it worked with him. And it's maybe going to work for Jalen Ramsey. It worked for Minkah Fitzpatrick as well. So maybe we're starting to see that change a little bit. I don't know what the next CBA is going to look like if they get rid of the franchise tag, if that's something that the players fight for. But they may have to play 18 games a season for that to get that. But I think the Players Association has got to step up in this CBA negotiation, or else they're going to get walked over on again, and the player movement is going to lack, and players are going to have control of their careers again.
I think between what's happened in the NBA with guys like Kawhi Leonard and all these, I mean, you saw, I don't even have to list it, the various different moves this past offseason, and what's happened in the NFL with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and those likes, there does seem to have this sense that there never used to be as a fan where you don't necessarily feel 100% certain that your star is, like, there to stay. Now, maybe if it's a homegrown talent, like, I'm not necessarily worried that Chris Bryant isn't going to be a Cub unless they trade him or something, right?
Yeah.
But if you were to acquire someone, it seems like now more than ever, the odds of you keeping that person more than the season that he's currently playing is, like, less than 50%.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're just not seeing with quarterbacks. Like,
right.
I don't think
no,
the Chiefs have any fear of Patrick Mahomes isn't going to play his entire career in Kansas City. Or anything like that, but maybe I'm just dreaming from a Bears perspective where Russell Wilson is like, you know what, I won one here, and now I don't have the Legion of Boom anymore, right. And now I want to go play where the best defense in football is.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And then he hops to the Bears.
I'd love that.
Yeah, it would be pretty nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, I don't know. Maybe something to think about.
I like the thought, though.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea. I don't know. It's something to consider.
We're all about interesting ideas while Lante is out.
Yeah, he should be here shortly, by the way.
Is he behind another train?
I don't know. Yesterday he did text us that he was stuck behind a slow-moving train. I've never heard of a fast-moving train, by the way. Whenever you're stuck behind a train, it's always a slow-moving train.
Right.
That's the Amtrak.
Yeah, well, that's true. That stuff goes speeding by. But he said he'll be here about 4:30.
Okay.
And I believe, Hans, you do have the Cubs lineup for tonight. Is that right? You want to hop on and give us the details there?
Hello, Hans. Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you, Hans?
Oh,
well.
Just fine. Just dandy.
You've been flying today?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, because it was raining?
No, it was soupy. Super soupy.
It was super soupy up there.
It was soupy.
Did you have your windshield wipers on?
Yeah.
Do planes have windshield wipers?
No, the propeller just basically acts like one. But it was super windy.
Yeah.
It was like 25 knots.
Yikes.
Which is like basically miles per hour.
So
okay.
Why do they call
but
it
the
nice
Cubs line up tonight. Kemp, Castellanos.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Zobrist.
What the heck is Castellanos doing in there?
Kemp's a good start for Cardinals fans. Castellanos is a step back. Zobrist is okay.
Schwarber.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Cardinals.
Contreras.
Wow.
Sorry.
Get out of here.
The Cubs are trying tonight.
This was
Ian Happ.
Okay.
Berrettini. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Nico.
Okay.
Oh.
And Alec Mills.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like
That's an actual lineup.
I don't like it.
Thank you, Hans.
Watch us sweep.
Who's us? No. Verify us.
Oh, Cubs, of course.
Oh, Hans, get up. Cause Mike.
And there goes Hans. Thank you, Hans, for the lineup. Wow, so the Cubs are going to try tonight. Okay.
I'm sorry, Derek.
So what's up with Joe Madden throwing out fun quotes? I don't give a crap about
Unless he just meant like Bryant, Baez, and Rizzo.
Well, it makes sense for him
they're
to
all
not,
walking wounded.
Right. It makes sense for him to not play the starters that are hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. Contreras, I don't know if he's hurt. I mean, if there's any indication he still is, I don't know why you'd play him.
Yeah, especially with a hamstring in your catcher.
Right. I mean, I don't really get that, but especially when you got Lucroy there, too. Yeah, it's interesting.
I guess we shouldn't expect the Cubs to just entirely lay down all their healthy players.
Right, but I mean,
they did last night.
That's what they've done the last 2 days.
I mean, okay.
The Pirates are, I get the alerts on my phone when anytime the team scores, and every single time it's like some white dude I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Jake Elmore, Jacob Stallings. I'm like, who are these guys? Pirates are just kicking the
I was kind of hoping that Lucroy would play again and try to field a bunt and throw it into the stands or whatever.
Yeah, I think he just needs to retire.
Well, he's still concussed, right? I mean, the Angels released him because he got whacked so hard by Mariznick at home.
Yeah.
So
there was a camera angle from the side, and I was watching my brother, and he was like, is that David Ross? Yeah. Kind of looks like it.
I could see it.
Wait until next year. You'll see him.
Yeah, so there were odds released on the Cubs manager position.
Oh, really?
By some source I saw on Twitter today, and David Ross was third. First is Loretta, the bench coach.
That makes sense.
Second is Joe Madden.
Mark Loretta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second is Joe Madden, and third is David Ross.
I would put a lot of money on David Ross.
Yeah, how is Joe Madden even still in the top five?
I don't understand that at all. Then, below him, there were some long shots. Joe Girardi, Mark DeRosa. Somebody else.
Sandberg?
David Bell, I think. I don't know. Not Sandberg. Thank goodness.
Where's he at?
Well, he's with the Cubs, right?
Yeah, he's an ambassador.
Yeah.
Because whenever he got fired from Philly, then Philadelphia kind of like disowned him, and then the Cubs were like, hey, we don't want you as a manager, but hey, come along for the ride.
Whew. How appreciative was the Cubs front office that he got that little stint in Philly to show him that that would not have been a good move?
His legend status would have been crushed in Chicago.
Yeah. But David Ross is, I think, plus 325 right now for Cubs manager.
So you bet 100, you get 325.
Yeah.
He's the manager.
Yeah. I mean, I'd put
that's
$10.
Really good.
Is that
going to
be on Trev's ticket next week?
I don't know if it's something you can actually bet, but I saw it on Twitter and thought, well, that makes sense. I don't know. Joe Madden, it's funny to me because I was reading the Angels are prepared to fire Brad Ausmus after 1 year if Joe Madden becomes available. The Padres fired Andy Green. Some thinking with the hope that Joe Ben's available.
Wow.
It would be funny if for some reason Joe does a 180 and either retires or stays, and three or four teams have let go of their leader simply because they were hoping to get Joe Madden.
Did you see what Rick Hahn said?
No.
He said, quote, it's premature to say whether every member of the coaching staff will be back in 2020. We'll deal with specific staffing issues once the season's over. So maybe the White Sox are going to fire Rick Renteria and fire
again.
Joe Madden.
Poor Rick. I want to have Rick on. I'm not even kidding. Poor Rick, twice in a decade. After no one dislikes him on either the White Sox or the Cubs, he's been replaced with both Chicago franchises by the same guy. I could see that for Madden, honestly, because he's got a restaurant. You know, he's got all these sponsorships in Chicago. I mean, he's pretty ingrained in the city of Chicago.
How would you leave Benny's Beverage Depot?
Right.
That sponsorship.
I mean, it's not like his restaurant's going to close down across from Wrigley, I don't think.
No.
It's still going to be
there. It might
just
be more black and white colored than blue and red.
I could see it happening for the White Sox.
Okay. If I'm him, I go to San Diego.
Oh, sure. Why not? I mean, he's from California, is he not? Because he started with the Angels.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, L.A. or San Diego, why would you not, you know, Tatis Jr. or Trout?
Yep.
I mean, those are two pretty good options to take over.
Honestly, I'd probably go with the White Sox. Because in the AL West, who do you have to deal with? The Houston Astros.
True.
In the NL West, who do you have to deal with? The LA Dodgers, who have unlimited spending power.
It's true.
You can be the powerhouse of the AL Central if you're the Chicago White Sox manager. You have Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, Yoan Moncada, and a great pitching staff that's young and controllable for the next few years. So if I'm Joe Madden, I'm going to the White Sox more than any of these West Coast teams. I know the cities are probably a little nicer and a little bit better weather-wise, but my goodness, if you want to win, I think you go to the White Sox.
And you don't have to move.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to up and move anybody.
Well, Austin said powerhouse of the AL Central. That sounded weird when you said it, but
I mean, we don't really believe for, the Twins are, you know, here to stay.
For his guy, Jeremy. You know,
they're not going to get five guys hitting 30 home runs again.
Yeah, I mean, come on. 300 home runs, Jonathan Scope hitting bombs, Eugenio Suarez has like 53 home runs. I mean, come on.
And Cleveland, they don't go to games even when they're winning.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Their payroll just keeps going lower and lower. Because
I don't know. LeBron don't showed up for game seven and said Cleveland or nowhere. I think he made one appearance and then left.
Yeah.
That was one crowd for the Indians.
Right. Well, that was a good opening segment.
Yeah.
We got to get to Derek's Dimes again at 4:30. If you haven't submitted your questions, hit the text line, 217-359-2255. Follow us on Twitter. Just search The Drive 93.5. Our podcasts are also on all platforms. That's Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at ESPNCU.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5. Catch a break. Come back with Derek's Dimes. This is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Are you looking to buy a new house, a car, a boat, motorcycle, or ATV? Is there a vacation that you've been longing to take? Come see me, George Griffin, at Prospect Bank for life's big moments. We're in the game with leading loan rates. Apply online at bankprospect.com or at the nearest branch location. Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank, helping opportunities become reality. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Prospect Bank.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit Mettler Center.com today.
It's back, and you don't want to miss this highly anticipated event. It's the Showcase Parade of Homes, September 20th through the 22nd, and the 27th through the 29th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This self-guided tour leads you through homes in the Hillshire Development in Southridge, located in Urbana, and Conway Farms Development and Middletown Place in Mahomet. See all the latest trends in outdoor living areas, decorating, gourmet kitchens, state-of-the-art audio, video technology, and green building. For more details and tickets, visit ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Hey, thanks for suggesting El Toro.
No problem. It's my favorite place in town.
You know, I'm really impressed with you, Harry. We've been here for nearly 30 minutes, and you haven't made one single pun.
Boy, this food sure is mexcellent.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, what I do and say is nacho problem. I feel like a guac star.
I'm just trying to finish this delicious meal. Everyone's staring at us.
Well, that's a little...
No, don't do it!
Guac word.
No matter how satisfying your company is, you can always count on El Toro to satisfy your hunger.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your work site time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your work site perform better. To learn more, visit UnitedRentals.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands.
There's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy. For over 150 years, Busey has remained a dedicated partner to those businesses and entrepreneurs who bring vibrancy to our community. Through sound advice and simplified solutions, Busey proudly supports small businesses. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you to join them in celebrating the power of a smile. Whether you're 12, 16, or 60, a perfect smile is one of your best assets. People everywhere appreciate a friendly smile, so make sure yours is the best in town it can be. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation at Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Schedule your appointment at 892-8868. 892-8868. That's 892-8868.
Well, Gary Eden, I'm proud to award you a free roof for your home here in Champaign from Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kaiser. Congratulations. You deserve it, my friend.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Finally, somebody is giving back to you, and you're man enough to take it.
Well, you know, I was actually trying to think of who else might need that worse than me.
That would be very typical. Thank you for who you are.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Retired Officer Gary Eden, our winner of the free roof from Freedom Roofing.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uoficreditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
From the 1 yard line in most situations like that, to not call one quarterback sneak in that, quarterback sneak with 1 yard to go is about the most efficient play football has to offer. You have a fairly big, athletic enough quarterback to pull that off. But then the rest of it, I mean, to call a run-pass option where it is truly an extension of the triple option there with Aaron Rodgers down by the goal line, I saw that play and I almost retched. To look Aaron Rodgers in the face now today after he throws for 400 yards, knowing those were some of the calls down by the goal line, is going to be a difficult proposition. And it's an area of the field where now they've got to examine, because you cannot produce like that with a quarterback as good as Aaron Rodgers when you've got that many chances to tie the game up from inside the four.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo Monday morning on ESPN Radio.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Hi, it's Stevie J.
Friday. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, guys. Thank you. My other job normally doesn't interfere, but it did today, and that's good.
You've heard me do my hobby.
Right, right, right. You've listened to me do my hobby. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm the tardy Lante. Derek Piper here since the beginning. Trevor Valise here since the beginning. I even heard Hans D. mention that it was soupy out.
It was soupy?
Soupy in the air today. So I would imagine that wind would be the hardest thing to contend with while flying. Yeah, all right. Hans, yeah. So I can't imagine.
And flying soup would be
and
tough,
flying
too.
Flying soup, right? Yeah. I mean, is it more, Hans, was it more chicken noodle or like cream of mushroom?
Actual term.
A thick soup is going to be tough to fly.
Oh.
Flying in the soup is an actual term.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm not questioning you.
It's like flying in the clouds. That's what it is.
Is that, so to get your, is it called an FAA license?
Yeah.
To get that, did you have to know what that term is?
It's an instrument. Well, the instructors just use it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So man, we get a little bit of a background on the flight. I keep waiting for a pilot out there to say, hey, Hans, this is like a brotherhood, man. It's a fraternity. You can't be just throwing out
the light of it on the radio.
Yeah, our soupy lines.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. Hey, thanks for that Cubs lineup. That sounds daunting.
Yeah, we're going to sweep you guys.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, he's throwing you guys on here, and I never knew Hans was a Cubs fan. Like, he wears Marlins hats in here. Well, you know, it's...
he claims to be a Dolphins fan. So well, at least that's in the same region.
He'll come in Monday as a Cardinals fan.
That's false.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate somebody that sticks to their guns, so...
So you're a Miami fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
He's going to stick with the Cubs until the soup goes cold.
Right.
Yeah. I originate from the South Florida area.
Yeah, they're from that area.
So do you root for the U?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you really?
Yeah.
You fit in there.
My dad taught there.
Really?
Back yonder, yeah.
How cool is that?
I could absolutely see Hans in the middle of the Miami student section.
Oh, yeah.
That's where some of that swagger comes from Hans. Yeah.
With his navigators on.
With the ties on him, though. Like the strings on his glasses. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
And he's just standing there with his arms crossed while everybody else is cheering.
He's got his own turnover chain.
Hans is a GIF. GIF. Whatever GIF, you call that.
GIF.
He would be a GIF on its own. All right. Thank you, Hans.
Thanks.
If anything changes with that lineup, let me know. Did we get the Cardinals lineup?
No.
I got
it.
Oh,
you
got it.
You want to go it?
Sure.
You want to do it? And then we'll get to Derek's Dimes.
We've got Fowler, Edmund, Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Molina, Carpenter, DeJong, Bader,
DeYoung. DeYoung would be
all right.
He's an all-star shortstop.
And guess what? I really dislike Bader.
My goodness, Hans.
Wow.
He is coming out firing.
He cut his hair.
I don't care, he says.
Okay. Well,
I mean, Bader is my enemy.
I should be down there because Dakota Hudson is on the hill.
Why is Bader your enemy?
Yeah.
He dances after, like, have you seen him dance after every game?
Whoa,
I probably would
Cubs
love
a fan doesn't
Whoa.
Like dancing?
Yeah.
A Cardinal. That is dancing.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah, much different. I love dancing.
Yes.
Like when the Reds pitcher was fired up for striking out Schwarber and that wasn't okay?
No.
When the Cubs are like the most showy team in baseball?
Yeah, it's interesting. Anybody with Baez and Contreras.
Yeah, exactly.
Really has no right to. But Bader, he's a little bit showy. I'm not going to lie to you.
For sure.
He's
and I would probably showy. Love him if he was on the Cubs. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But,
we need Fowler to start hitting, we need Ozuna to start hitting, and we need DeYoung to start hitting. They're all combined hitting like 186 in September.
That's DeJong to you.
DeJong.
Ozuna's had like two good outings hitting
in
September, that's it. Other than that, he's been trash.
Man.
We have some things to give away.
We do. Right now, we have four tickets to the St. Louis Cardinals-Chicago Cubs game tomorrow. This is a night game. I believe it's a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. At Busch Stadium. Now, here's the scoop, 6:15 to be honest, or to be particular. You need to get here to the station by, what, 6:30? Let's say 6.
Well, I'm the last one out, and I'll say 6:15. I'll meet you in the middle.
Okay, 6:15, you would have to get here to get 4 free tickets to this game tomorrow night.
You need to be able to go, obviously.
Okay.
Wayno against Cole Hamels.
Ooh, Cole's pitching. That
and
scares
that doesn't,
me.
It shouldn't.
I know, but.
No sense whatsoever because Cole Hamels has stunk, and he's been hurt.
I know, but
and
he's
now
got
they're throwing him out there.
He's a veteran,
it's
though.
A bunch of false advertising by the Cubs yesterday. We're not going to play anybody. We're not going to pitch anybody.
And then I don't understand throwing your guy who's hurt out there.
Yeah, and then the Brewers got a hold of Joe and said, listen, we'll fire you some Cubans.
Yeah, that's true.
And some wine.
Brats.
And some brats if you just start
probably
somebody.
Probably from you by meat sales room.
Exactly. Oh, my, those are good. I'm still wanting another one of those now. All right, so how are we doing this? We're going to give them out on the text line.
Yeah, Hans, look out for Bader.
Yeah,
you want to text Bader?
Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Hans.
Just Hans.
What's your favorite number, Hans?
Oh, let's go with 11.
11. Okay, so because of D, I assume, the 11th texter to 359-2255 to say Bader, B-A-D-E-R, you will get 4 tickets free to the Cardinals-Cubs game tomorrow night at Busch Stadium. We need you, though, to be able to get here by 6:15 and earlier if possible, but we're giving you to 6:15. We're located on Windsor and Urbana right across from Meijer. The official address is 2702 Boulder Drive. Is that right? Boulder Avenue, Boulder Drive?
Boulder Drive.
Okay, so if you can do that, and they're coming in droves, so I'm going to let Hans pick the 11th one.
I guarantee you that many people cannot come to the
Oh, I don't know. You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised how many times I sit here and say, you're the winner, and then the person goes, well, I can't actually
Oh, but I can't do it, yeah. Well, Hans.
It's a bye week, though. No one's going to.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
You have to be able to go to
you
the
You have
game.
To do it. So, Hans, when you select the winner, make sure you text them and make sure they can go, and then make sure they can pick them up. So, all right, good stuff there. We're going to do little Derek's Dimes.
First time in the drives. History?
Yeah.
Right?
It? Yeah. I thought we did it real early, like the first day or something.
Okay.
Here's what I think we need to do, though. Should we take a quick break and come back with Derek's Dimes?
Sure.
The first question is about Adam Miller.
Yeah, firing right out of the gates with
right out of the gates.
Not holding anything back.
That is a tease. It's Illinois recruiting with Derek's Dimes. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
Sport Clips Haircuts and NASCAR's number 20 driver, Eric Jones. Want to see you at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup race in Texas, Sunday, November 3rd. Enter now for your chance to win the ultimate NASCAR race fan experience at sportclips.com/Texas. Meet Eric Jones and win pit passes, hospitality tickets, and more. For the best NASCAR has to offer, enter now at sportclips.com/Texas. No purchase necessary. U.S. only. Age 18 or older. Ends October 4th, 2019. Void where prohibited.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got 2 new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meijer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Two men in a truck can move all kinds of houses.
Can they move this one?
Sure can.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
This house?
Okay.
What about this?
Definitely. No matter the house you have, Two Men in a Truck has a solution. Visit TwoMenChampagne.com to start your estimate.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name's Brock Ideas. My hometown is Gifford, Illinois, and I'm a farmer. This spring, I suffered from a leg injury as a result of training improperly. Both of my lower calves were in constant pain. And every day, I'm grateful for the answered prayer of being led to the Mettler Center. They're extremely helpful. The physical therapist I specifically had, he was a very good listener. I enjoyed listening to his advice and putting it into practice into my daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at BigGroveTavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
The song says they turn your feelings into flowers, and that's the truth. Blossom Basket takes your emotion and turns it into the most beautiful flower arrangement for any occasion. Funeral? Blossom Basket has your casket spray covered. Wedding? Celebrate with the flowers that match the colors of your special day. Showing love or appreciation to that loved one? Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE.
Gift search for anyone starts at the Urbana Park District. Buy a gift card and a friend or loved one gains pool admission, pays for classes and programs, even dog park membership. It's perfect for any gifting or to say thanks. Buy Urbana Park District gift cards at the Phillips Recreation Center, located at 505 West Staunton, Urbana, or call 217-367-1544. A gift for any reason in any season starts with gift cards from the Urbana Park District.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Pack your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting champagneoutdoors.com/travel.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Trevor Valise with us as well. So is Hans. We have a winner, Mike in Champaign. He's going to swing by and grab these tickets. So congratulations to Mike. Have a great time in St. Louis.
Hey, the Cubs actually just made a lineup change.
Oh.
Nicholas Castellanos is now out.
Yes!
So what you were kidding about...
I might have a beer for that one.
Yeah. He was scratched due to tightness. I don't know what that means.
Tightness.
Well... I don't know what to say.
I mean, if you're one of
the lineup was too competitive, they had to take somebody out of it.
Mike Schilt went over and had a conversation with Joe and is like, come on, man. Don't be starting Castellanos because he kills everybody, especially the Cardinals.
And Joe yells over to Nick, hey, you feeling tight today at all, Nick?
You look a little tight. We got to get to this, man. It's ready for The Drive. We got some basketball questions for our man, Derek Piper, but I, of course, have to find it, and there it is. Drive time. What is going on with this?
That's all right.
What am I looking for?
You're looking for dime.
Feeling a little tight?
Yeah, I am feeling tight.
You can play F-ball
or something. I don't see dimes anywhere on here.
All right, just play F-ball.
I think it actually... Oh! I think dimes was removed.
Oh.
I see piped up.
That's an entirely different segment.
Totally. All right, we're starting with Adam Miller.
Yeah, two from Twitter, basically both about Adam Miller. The first says, are we getting Adam Miller and when?
Ooh,
very
optimistic. I can't wait to answer that question.
Right off the bat.
I don't know. Mm. When? I think he'll decide somewhere in mid to late October.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing. Sounds like Illinois did a fantastic job on the visit. Everything that I've heard was super positive. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures that he put out, like the slime.
No.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
The orange slime.
Oh.
And then also in his hotel room when he showed up, they just threw a bunch of ace cards. It was kind of like a Joker type scene.
I love it.
But his Twitter handle is Ace Wolf. So the cards were an ace with a wolf face and then an eye for the suit.
Oh,
nice. That's just knowing. That's just knowing your audience.
Yeah. See, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Who would be in charge of that? Is that a recruiting dude, or is that one of the coaches came
up
with that?
The coaches maybe brainstormed that, but they have other people with like in design, in a line of design and
that's
stuff like
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
And another note is, it was cool to see how many people he brought. He brought a ton of people. Marcus Griffin made sure to show up.
Nice.
And he knows Adam's mom from obviously back in Peoria.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I think Illinois did a fantastic job. In my opinion, Illinois, Arizona State, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Is Arizona still in the mix?
They are. I think they might be fading a little bit.
Okay.
There is also the expectation that Arizona is probably going to be one of these programs next in line to get hit. So I think that maybe is playing against them.
Okay.
Following up on that one, Dave asks, who is more likely to play for Illinois next year, Adam Miller or Curbelo?
Probably Adam Miller, but I think that Andre Curbelo, there's a really good chance because of what Orlando Antigua has done in that relationship. I won't discredit Brad because it sounds like Brad is working that one pretty hard.
Okay.
They went out to New York to see him 2 weeks ago. Last week, Underwood and Antigua were down in Puerto Rico visiting with Andre's dad. So setting up an official visit. Miami's a player there, Oregon. And I think Kansas didn't make his top five because of the stuff going on in Kansas.
Right.
I'm sure Lion fans are feeling okay about.
Yeah. What's his stats?
Curbelo?
I mean, like height, all that stuff.
He's probably 6 foot.
Okay.
He's a small.
He's a point guard distributor, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He reminds me, actually, play style kind of reminds me of Tony Parker.
Ooh.
He's an insane passer.
Okay.
Like, as good of a passer and floor vision.
Ricky Rubio.
As I've seen.
First round draft pick of the Minnesota.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
He was a good passer, right?
Yeah, he was. Didn't they go back to back point guards, Minnesota, there? In the draft.
Yeah, that
they went back
right.
to back point. They went some dude from Syracuse.
I thought it was like a guy from Kentucky.
It wasn't Jerry McNamara, was it?
I don't know.
He wasn't a point guard, though. I think
Johnny Flynn.
Johnny Flynn
and Ricky Rubio.
That's right.
And they ended up drafting Chris Dunn as well, right?
Yep. And I don't think, are any of them still there?
Nope.
Well, that's what you get.
Thoughts on 12 p.m. SEC Network bragging rights.
Okay, let's start that over. First of all, it's at noon.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that has slowly been happening.
Yeah.
They went from primetime to the Ravonte Rice buzzer beater was like a 2 p.m. game.
Ugh.
Now it's at noon.
You know, I'm not going to give the boring media takes. I don't mean to call out my our fellow media folk, but whenever there's a early kickoff or early
they
tip,
love it.
They're like, oh, this is awesome.
They
which
get their stuff done.
I get it. You get it done, and then you have the rest of the day. I prefer the night games. I prefer the build-up, the all-day build-up. There's just something about, especially, I mean, a football game at night.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That game against Nebraska was pretty awesome.
And
of course, I didn't have to stay in right afterwards. So.
Right. Because Warner was there at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
or something, right? And they finally booted him out.
I understand that one.
Well, the fans, listen, I've been to that a few times. The fans love the night game, or at least a late afternoon game. Even
yeah.
a 4 o'clock game in St. Louis gives you time to get down there, check in, kind of get, you know, get rolling. I mean, if you're going down there
like
that
Ballpark
day.
Ballpark Village or something.
Yeah. If you're going down that day to the game and you're spending the night, you're basically checking in after the game, which is fine. I mean, in today's world, you can do that. But it's just, it's interesting. I don't know. I'd rather, I guess, if nothing else, whoever wins that game, then you got the rest of the day to celebrate.
To enjoy it, sure.
Otherwise, I don't like that. And then it's on the SEC Network. So, not on ESPN anymore.
Now, most everyone does get that channel, unlike the Pac-12 network
okay.
that most people don't get.
Okay.
So, you know, for DirecTV, it's 611, one on top of BTN, which is 610.
Okay.
So I don't think it's horrible to find, but still, it's kind of, I don't know.
It's just weird.
Deflating.
Yeah. You prefer ESPN or Fox Sports 1 or
yeah.
something like that, but technically Illinois is the visiting team in this year's bragging rights, so that's probably why it's on SEC.
And so that actually would make sense if ESPN was no longer interested in the bragging rights. They would probably rotate. When Illinois is the home team, it would be on Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
And when Missouri's the home team, it would be on SEC Network.
I think they might also be doing it to where if you don't have SEC Network or you don't have Pac-12 Network, you got to subscribe to watch a game like that.
You got to go get it.
No, maybe one day fan bases would not miss those games.
Or go to the Illini Inn.
Or that.
Yeah. Or go to the Illini Inn and watch it. That's exactly right. All right. Big Ten Media Day is coming up. Trevor
next
brought
Wednesday.
This.
Next Wednesday. I meant to tell you, I'm probably not going to be here.
So okay. Out of nowhere. Hey, by the way, I'm out. That's my birthday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, the 9th, right? Or no, that's 2 Wednesdays.
Yeah,
that's
getting 2 weeks. I think it's the 2nd.
Okay, never mind then. You can go then.
Okay.
Because I mean, I want you here for my birthday. So where do you think, this is Trevor's idea and I like it. Where do you think the media and the coaches, do they both select where they'll fall or is it just the media? I think the coaches
think
do
the coaches
post-game.
Pick the all Big Ten. Yeah. First team.
Okay, where do you think Illinois will be picked in the Big Ten? And besides Io being a first teamer, which I think is going to happen, where else do you think any Illini will fall?
Yeah, I think as far as the standings, the projected standings, depends. Does Andy Katz get a vote? Illinois would be.
Give me a break.
I'm just kidding.
I should be glad that someone is that positive about Illinois, but it's just
right.
Like, heck yeah. Any kind of good news out there is, I mean, these recruits see that.
He keeps rising them in these rankings that come out every week, and it's the off season. Yeah, nothing has happened to warrant moving teams around. Like, I just don't understand it.
Well, they didn't lose anybody, really, and then they got Kofi.
Right, I know, but like 1 week they were 33rd, 2 weeks later they were 19th, and nothing happened in between.
No.
So,
I agree. It's weird.
I would say I got them at 5.
Okay.
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to Purdue at 4. Here's how it would go: Michigan State, Maryland, Ohio State, Purdue, Illinois at 5.
That's fair.
I'd be so over the moon with that. I know we're sitting here saying that's fair, but each of the last, like, 8 years we've been in this 8-9 territory where sometimes you're in the 10, 11, 12. 5 would be amazing.
It would be. It totally would be. And how about besides Io as a first-teamer, we think he'll be selected first-team All-Big Ten?
I would put him in first-team.
I would, too. Who else do you think, Illinois-wise, may make a second or third? Or
Georgie's got to at least be third-team, right?
I would agree.
At least third team. Trent is in the conversation, but maybe on the just on the outside.
Okay.
I mean,
you'd
think, but Georgie wasn't on any type of all freshman team.
I know, that's ridiculous.
So
that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. All right, that is Derek's Dimes. Well done, Derek.
Well done.
Take your little GNR to get you to break. Coming up next hour, we got some drive time. And we've got Who You Got. It's our Week 5 edition. We'll do that Bears prediction. Vikings at Bears. What a big game. I can't wait to talk to you guys about that in drive time. We'll do it all next. It is The Drive. Yeah.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.